Indonesia's crowded capital, Jakarta, is perhaps best known for one thing. This year, the city was ranked as having the worst traffic in the world. Yes, that's the entire world. Those living in the city are forced to spend inordinate amounts of time sitting in vehicles going nowhere. It's even more frustrating when the meter's running. Indonesia correspondent Samantha Hawley took to the streets of Jakarta in a bid to discover the most rewarding method of getting around.
It's estimated there's over 17 million cars on the road in the Indonesian capital. And apart from congested public buses, there's no alternative public transport. Construction of an MRT isn't due to be completed for years yet. So if you don't have your own car, what's your alternative? Well, there's three. A motorbike taxi, a taxi, or Uber. And just like around the world, Uber's taking Jakarta by storm. And like elsewhere, it's dogged by controversy. This particular afternoon, I've decided to undertake a small experiment to compare a taxi ride with an Uber experience. I'm going from the ABC office near the main roundabout in central Jakarta to the Australian Embassy. On an iPhone app, I order the Uber car. It arrives in 4 minutes.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
I've been an Uber driver for 8 months, the driver tells me. He tells me an Uber driver earns about 6 million rupiah a month, around $600, well above the minimum wage of 2.6 million. Uber drivers in Jakarta say they're being harassed in a bid to drive them out amid allegations they're not legally registered to work. I'm not scared, my driver says. It's business. There's competition. Go ahead, arrest me. I'm working here trying to earn a living. Lucky for me, traffic wasn't so bad. It took 15 minutes to travel 3.6 kilometres to the Australian Embassy and cost 13,500 rupiah, or about $1.30. For the return trip, I hail a taxi, although in Jakarta you can also use an app to do that. I ask the driver how much he earns. 100,000 rupiah a day, he tells me. For 30 days, I get 3 million rupiah. That's $10 a day or $300 a month without a day off, and it's half of what the Uber driver takes home. Yes, I feel threatened by the Uber drivers, he says. Uber fares need to be the same as regular taxis. It's not fair. That's why we're having the problems now. I arrive back at work in about the same time, 15 minutes for just under 4 kilometres. The cost is 25,000 rupiah, almost double the Uber cost. But in a city where you spend most of the day looking at the back of the car in front of you, surely competition is a good thing. If you can get one of these, it's even better. A VIP motorcade. They travel through the city every day, slowing down travel times for everyone else. This is Samantha Hawley in Jakarta for Correspondence Report.